I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
A fine thing. I cope with the managing editor of the Gazette, only to find he runs a private press somewhere from which he issues a salacious rag called Yippee. Suddenly I discover his bikini beauty illustration, when held up to the light, reveals foreign script, obviously of a subversive nature. Coping with Annadale meant extracting £2,000 from him on my promise to intercept a copy of these newspaper pulls, which I'd managed to post to the Home Office. Leaving Annadale, Charlie and I proceed to his house, where we find Mrs. Annadale, Myra, and a foreign character holding copies of the bikini beauties up to the light and transcribing the hidden print. Myra and Imre something have also, we discover, a yen between them. Then Charlie and I hear she's moaning about hubby and being hard up, and how she could claim the reward of £2,000 if she could trap the Grey Goose, that is, your humble servant. Breaking cover, as it were, Charlie and I burst in and...
You!
Indeed, yes, madam. I and my friend here have just overheard your very interesting conversation. But before we act or comment, let me say I am here and at your disposal.
Take off your masks.
Why should we? You assumed earlier I was the Grey Goose, even with mask on. I'm a bit like woman, you know, of whom it is said, her hidden charm doth intrigue my soul.
Imre, do something. This is the man, I'm certain.
Imre, what, or whoever you are... You just hold your horses while I talk to your lady love. Charlie, if Imre so much as wriggles, let him have it.
You bet your sweet life. Imre, how would you like to come and sit on my knee?
My right. It seems these assassins have the upper hand.
Assassins? No. Upper hand, yes. All right, Myra Annadale, I'll spin the yarn. You and this little lapdog of yours...
Beast.
I find are the agents for the forwarding and distribution of propaganda... Your husband, Myra, prints the stuff supplied to his private press.
Rubbish. My husband is a well-known and highly respected executive in the newspaper world.
I know. And thus, when he comes a cropper, there'll be an explosion. Oh, dear, what a bang. Now, let me continue. After the first pulls are made of these very attractive ladies in more or less damn all, you, with the assistance of old Imre paper here...
Imre to you?
You, with his assistance, check the copy, forward it to your husband at his office... And he, in turn, forwards it to his press operators. Not to the Gazette, but his private press. And thence the paper Yippee. The public buy it, and those others who know where to look, read, mark, and inwardly digest, then act accordingly. Now, where is that press?
I shall not tell you.
Careful of that phone. Answer it, madam, when I tell you, or else. Charlie, a little pressure on Imre where it hurts most.
Come here, twerp. Right, Mr. Hex, go ahead, but hold the phone.
Now, take the call and answer it only if it's your husband.
Myra?
Yes, this is Myra.
Be careful. I've had a visit from that swine.
Have you?
He knows an awful lot. He's got hold of the pulls and has learned the secret. Knowing him, he'll probably call at the house.
Say, go on.
Go on.
The game may be up. You and Imre clear up everything. Burn all photos and pulls. Everything. Understand?
You do.
Yes, I understand.
Right. Then get the car and call for me here.
See, I'll call for you at the back entrance.
I said, did you hear me? Call here.
Yes, I heard you. But if it's a getaway, hadn't I better come to the back entrance in the lane?
That's a good idea. And come at once. It's urgent. That fellow has posted copies of you know what to the Home Office.
No.
I put him off with £2,000. He's promised to intercept them.
I see.
Speak up.
I said, I see.
Well, if you do, you'll also see how serious all this is. All right, now get a move on. Hurry.
At once.
Huh. Obviously, it's time to clear out, eh?
As you heard. What have you done to my husband?
Poor chap. What have you and Imre done to him? However, let us proceed. We have to go and collect the deceived one.
Imre, quick, do something.
Imre, take my advice and lie low.
Oh. Swine, pig dog, you will see I can do something.
Shut up.
Oh.
Now, madam, this is where we take charge. Firstly, these papers. Now, we all go to meet hubby at the back entrance.
Where are you taking us?
Oh, didn't you hear? The back entrance of the Gazette building.
And then?
Who knows? Oh, wait on. We might even visit the press. The private press, eh? Charlie, I hate to use force on a lady, but you could ask little Imre the address, couldn't you?
Oh, with great pleasure. Come on, Imre. Spill it.
Never. Never. Oh!
Oh. Imre, darling, what's an address or two?
You devils to torture a man so.
He's not a man, in my opinion. Just a renegade. Come on, Imre.
17 Enfield Chase. Cellar.
So, you could have saved yourself all that pain. All right, onward, friends. Charlie, we shall most reluctantly have to tie our friends up a little. Just a matter of a gag or so. You, Charlie, that being accomplished, will drive the car. I shall sit in the back seat. Then hey for the Gazette and the charming, if traitorous, Mr. Annadale. Oh, I must tax your patience a few moments longer. I have to ring a friend. Charlie, muffle their ears for a moment.
I'll yank him into the next room and roll him in a curtain.
D-section, special.
Inspector Ford, please.
Ford here.
And how is the charming inspector?
Oh, it's you again. Well, the inspector is far from charming.
How right you could be. But here's a little thing, a really pretty little thing for you to unravel.
I'm in no mood for riddles. Get on or get off.
Well, the Grey Goose tells me you would really enjoy a ride to Enfield tonight.
Eh? Why?
Because that wily old bird will hand over to you in person three lovely little conspirators who aim destruction at this royal throne of kings, this sceptred isle and all that. You get me?
Do be more concise, man.
Certainly, my friend. To put all this in a nutshell, I have discovered, one, a private printing press. Two, the owner thereof. Are you interested?
Go on. So anyone can own a printing press?
Three, that the same printing press is one whereby subversive literature may be sublimated to, or to put it more simply for you, whereby a photograph may cover the printed word, said word being the aforesaid subversive literature.
I see. And where do I find all this sublimated, superimposed, covered subversive stuff? And, of course, the three bears.
Bears? Oh, dear, dear, dear. How very apt you could be. Bears, eh? All right. 17 Enfield Chase in 1 hour. Au revoir. Right, Charlie. Bring out the two bears.
I want a bit of help. I can't carry them.
What? Are those bundles our friends?
That's the idea. I throw them up in the curtains.
Splendid. Okay. We'll store them as they are in the car.
Here we are. The Gazette, back entrance.
And there's his lordship waiting. Mrs. Annadale, call your husband, please, and do, I pray you, do be careful.
Herbert?
Is that you, Myra?
Yes.
That's not our car.
So you borrowed the car, safer.
No, I borrowed this one. Thought it would be safer.
Oh, good. That's quite a good precaution.
Right, Charlie, shove him in.
Here, I say, what is all this? Myra!
Get in and shut up.
Yes, come in, Finn.
Hold him, Mr. Hicks.
I've got him. Off we go, Charlie. Enfield, next stop.
Now listen, you, I've had enough. What is...
You haven't had enough, Annadale. Oh, I know you've got a gun in your hand, but don't, for heaven's sake, shoot. You see, this bundle I happen to be nursing is your dear wife. Shoot, and you have a murder on your hand.
I'll...
You'll do nothing.
See?
Oh, sorry, Mrs. A, to bang your head on his like that. But even if it hurt a bit, it's better than being drilled, isn't it? You're safe now. I have the gun.
Oh, my head.
You ought to see hubby's. Well, now we've got Mr. Annadale tied as well. We'll lay the bodies out, Charlie. All in a row. Mara in the middle. No, better still. Lay them in the form of a triangle.
Hey, what's the idea?
Mrs. A at the base. The two sides, little Imre. And Mr. Annadale. So, there we have them. The immortal, matrimonial, and eternal triangle.
Oh, devil.
What the deuce are you insinuating?
Ooh, haven't I put my dirty foot in it? I thought you knew the wife's boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
Ooh.
Why, Myra, you...
Come, Charlie. This little domestic squabble is not for our ears. See you in a few moments. Just lie there as comfortably as possible, and here's a feather for each of you. Yeah. You know, Charlie, I would have liked to destroy all these presses. Blow them up.
The inspector will look after that, I reckon.
Yes, I suppose so. And with all the literature we've left around, we'll have an open and shut case against our trio, together with that stuff I sent to the Home Office. I used the Gazette envelope, too.
Listen, that car. It's the inspector.
Right. Stand by to make a rush to the street. Back way. Douse the light, quick. Pull those switches.
Open up, police!
Come in, Inspector. The door's on the latch.
So you did turn up. Where are you?
Inspector, I always keep my word. Your friends are down the passage in the press room downstairs.
Capel, light!
Fuse gone, I think, Inspector.
Help! Help! If that's the police, grab that man. He's your Grey Goose.
Trying to earn her 2,000 quid.
Where are you, man?
Time to go, Charlie. Rush, old son. Cheerio, Inspector. You're on to a good thing. Charlie?
Yeah?
We've done quite a neat job. The Gazette wants a new managing editor. Ben Ford gets a pat on the back. We've bust up a triangle, and we've procured a long sentence for three dirty traitors.
And what have we got out of it?
£2,000, Charlie, my boy. What charity would you like me to send it to you? After we've deducted our 10%.
And thus another case is brought to a successful conclusion. But still further adventures await our reckless Grey Goose.